I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Conservation groups and governments around the U.S. and the world are celebrating Bat Week and trying to spread the word that the little flying mammals are important to agriculture, the ecosystem, but they're also at risk. Jeremy Seemers, a zoologist with the Colorado Natural Heritage Program at CSU, has been studying the little mammals for years. He says in this program video, a disease known as white nose syndrome is putting them in danger.
It's a fungus that grows on these bats, and it causes them to arouse from hibernation. And so they're waking up hungry, and they'll emerge in the winter when there's no insects flying around and there's nothing for them to eat, and they've run out of their fat reserves, and so they do die from starvation. And it's been devastating to the populations of these different bat species.
White nose syndrome has not been found yet in Colorado, but it has been found on bats in western South Dakota, eastern Wyoming, south central Kansas, the panhandle of Texas, and in western Washington state, likely spread by cavers who carried the fungus on clothing or gear. There are 18 species of bats known to live in Colorado, according to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department. They can be found pretty much anywhere from the high mountain forests and western deserts to the eastern plains and in rural areas and downtown centers.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.